Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Cleveland Cliffs, ticker CLF, a major player in the North American steel space. Let's get right into it. Cleveland Cliffs has been grabbing attention lately, with its stock trading near $9 amid broader market swings. The company sits in the basic materials sector and focuses on flat-rolled steel production, serving automotive, infrastructure, and manufacturing customers across the United States and Canada. Recent performance shows the shares down about 5% over the past week and 22% over the last month, though the longer five-year picture reflects a steeper decline of around 56%. At its core, Cleveland Cliffs operates as one of the largest steel producers in North America, with roughly 25,000 employees and headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio. CEO C. Lourenco Goncalves has steered the company through major expansions and acquisitions that transformed it from a mining-focused business into a full-scale steelmaker. Its product lineup centers on steelmaking operations that generated nearly $18 billion in revenue last year, alongside smaller contributions from other businesses. Breaking down the revenue picture, the vast majority comes from steelmaking activities at about $17.9 billion in the most recent fiscal year, with the remaining $657 million from ancillary operations. Geographically, the United States accounts for the bulk at $15.9 billion, followed by Canada at $2.1 billion, and smaller amounts from other countries. This concentration leaves the business exposed to domestic industrial cycles and trade policies affecting steel imports. On the earnings front, recent results highlight ongoing challenges in a cyclical industry. The company posted a net loss of $1.5 billion for fiscal 2025, translating to a loss of $3 per share after similar red ink the prior year. Gross profit turned negative at $763 million, pressured by higher input costs and softer pricing. EBITDA also remained in the red at $99 million, though management continues to emphasize cost controls and operational efficiency to navigate the downturn. In the first quarter 2026 earnings discussion, leadership highlighted adjusted EBITDA of $239 million, and stressed the importance of labor agreement talks with the United Steelworkers to maintain competitiveness. They pointed to ongoing efforts in cost reduction and strategic positioning for when steel demand recovers, while acknowledging the impact of volatile raw material prices and market oversupply. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stood at $20 billion, with current assets of $6.4 billion against current liabilities of $3.3 billion, giving a current ratio above 2. Long-term debt remains elevated, pushing the debt-to-equity ratio to 1.3, while stockholders' equity sits near $6.1 billion. Cash flow from operations turned negative at $462 million last year, reflecting working capital swings and capital expenditures of $561 million that left free cash flow deeply negative. For the valuation setup, we lean on an EV/EBITDA approach, given the cyclical nature of steel operations, with medium model confidence after normalizing for earnings volatility. The model fits because it better captures recovery potential in EBITDA margins compared to forward PE multiples distorted by recent trough earnings. Current price hovers around $9, while the market snap fair value estimate lands near $10, suggesting the stock trades slightly below our rough fair value zone. Key drivers include normalized EV/EBITDA targets around 7.5 times, reflecting historical steel cycle medians, forward PE assumptions held to 10 times to account for depressed earnings, and adjusted free cash flow ratios set at 80% to smooth out one-time working capital effects. Changing those inputs can shift the outcome substantially, so you can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on the site to see how different growth or discount rate assumptions play out. Strengths include transparent financial reporting and a vertically integrated steel platform that supports scale. Weaknesses center on persistent losses, high leverage, and sensitivity to commodity price swings. Opportunities lie in potential steel demand recovery from infrastructure spending and automotive restocking. Threats involve import competition, labor negotiations, and prolonged cyclical downturns that could pressure margins further. Over the past year, the shares have fallen about 13%, underperforming the broader market, while the three-month window shows a modest 1% gain. Six-month performance reflects a 37% drop, underscoring the volatility tied to steel pricing and macroeconomic uncertainty. My take is that Cleveland-Cliffs offers a leveraged play on a steel recovery, but the path there looks bumpy given recent losses and elevated debt. At around $9, the valuation leaves limited margin of safety if margins stay compressed. Yet the gap to our $10 ballpark estimate could close if EBITDA rebounds and capital discipline improves. This is not a name for conservative portfolios right now. Wrapping up, CLF remains a high beta steel story that rewards patience through cycles, but demands close monitoring of pricing trends and cost execution. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and we'll catch you in the next one.